Now, you're not going to have a country that can make these kind of rules work if you haven't got men that have learned to tell human rights from a punch in the nose.
That's good for a headline.
It's a funny thing about men, you know. They all start life being boys. I wouldn't be a bit surprised some of these senators were boys once. And that's why it seemed like a pretty good idea to me to get the boys out of crowded cities and stuffy basements for a couple of months out of the year and build their bodies and minds for man-sized job, because those boys are going to be behind these desks some of these days. And it seemed like a pretty good idea, getting boys from all over the country, boys of all nationalities and ways of living, getting them together. Let them find out what makes different people tick the way they do. Because I wouldn't give you 2 cents for all your fancy rules if behind them they didn't have a little bit of plain, ordinary, everyday kindness. And a little looking out for the other fella, too. That's pretty important, all that. It's just the blood and bone and sinew of this democracy that some great men handed down to the human race, that's all. But of course, if you've got to build a dam where that boys' camp ought to be to get some graft to pay off some political army or something, well, that's a different thing. Oh, no. If you think I'm going back there and tell those boys in my state and say, look, now, fellas, forget about it. Forget all this stuff I've been telling you about this land you live in is a lot of hooey. This isn't your country. It belongs to a lot of James Taylors. Oh, no, not me. And anybody here that thinks I'm going to do that, they got another thing coming. Well, that's all right. I just wanted to find out whether you still had faces. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I know I'm being disrespectful to this honorable body. I know that. A guy like me should never be allowed to get in here in the first place. I know that. And I hate to stand here and try your patience like this, but either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
Will the Senator yield for a question?
I yield.
In view of the gentleman's touching concern for the senators, and in view of the fact that he's been talking for 7.5 hours and must be very, very tired, would he permit a motion to recess until the morning, at which time he may be better able to continue with his profound babblings?
Mr. President, what happens to me in the morning? I mean, about my having this floor to go on with my babblings.
If the Senator permits this motion for recess, he won't have the floor in the morning to babble with or anything else, unless he's recognized first by this chair.
Uh-huh. As I was saying, gentlemen, I'm either dead right or I'm crazy. And I feel fine.